Very nice to see you here, all you guys here. So for me, it's a big responsibility. That's why I'm trying to dress very nice, because we're doing the God job, no? So someone work for the King of Kings need to be dressing nice and well to represent the ones we send us. So I remember many years ago when I was into the uni and decided to study international relations, I never been taught to be in Australia. But when I start study my degree in Brazil, I saw the English was so important for the profession I decided to get when I finish my degree. So my professional should be ambassador. So ambassador usually dress really well, very formal. And now I'm no ambassador from Brazil yet. I don't know. God knows everything. But I'm ambassador of the King of the Lord, you know? So we need to dress in like an ambassador. So this new year, I don't know in which part of the story on this world it starts this expression, New Year. Everyone knows? You know when it started the New Year story? When the people start like counting days, counting months? Okay, that's a smart man. Yeah. So that start there. I think that person had a brilliant idea. Because begin is something really good. You know, it's very nice when you starting something, you know. For example, it's really nice when you starting a conversation with another person, you know. A nice person you like to introduce and know about that person. Oh, that person is nice. Sometimes when you start a conversation, this generation is completely different for us and in my time. Maybe not for Justin and Joshua time. People now is more interacting by social media. But in my time, probably in your time, if you're interested in someone, you need to go there, yeah? And start a conversation. So it's very nice. So it starts meaning something really good. So it's very nice when you start a conversation, when you start a relationship with someone, girlfriend, boyfriend, or when you start planning a holiday, you know, probably most of these chairs empty. Maybe it's because Raphael is going there, so I don't need to go. No. Probably a lot of people is in holiday. Yeah, January is a month for holiday. So it's really nice when we start a holiday. So I think that person starts thinking about beginnings. He's a really, really smart person. And I start to thinking about it. Who starts to thinking? Who is the person creates the beginning? So when you're going to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, if you can join me in this reading. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. If you're more faster than me, you can read, but I think I'm there. So the Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So I discovered, but it's not a big deal, discovery, but you can know now too. The creator of beginning is the Lord. Lord is the creator of the beginnings. So in English, I'm not really good in grammar, English. You probably know about my accent. I probably have some wrong mistakes in grammar when I speak in my English by my South American background. But beginning in Portuguese is a verb. It's same in English. Begin, began, begun. Yeah, that's the verb. And the more hard thing for a foreigner, is like a South America, Asian people, or forever part of the world, when you start learning English, is to learn the verb, irregular verb, yeah, because the irregular verb is changing. So I can say begin, begun, began, something like that. So for us, it's a little bit harder, but begin is a verb. So that means begin is an action. So a new year begins. So we have a new beginning. If you continue explaining about beginnings, please go into the next slide. We have this supernova. You guys know what supernova means? Yeah, we have like a science there. Physicists over there, they probably know very well, better than me. And the interesting thing about that word, that's like a Latin word. Juan probably knows that word. You know that word, Juan? Yeah, supernova. And that is completely Portuguese word, supernova. And supernova, if you don't know what supernova means, can you please go into the next slide? We have a video. Can you please click on that link? It's no ads, no anything. We just straight to the video. Oh, it's not working. Oh, no. That's a really nice video. That's no problem. That video talking about what is supernova is. I don't have the ability to explain because that guy was explaining very well. But I'm trying to explain to you what that means. Supernova is a phenomenon when the star explosion. Yeah. So that phenomenon, the supernova, is a really important phenomenon on the universe. Why? Because when one star explosion, they send so many different parts of oxygen, nitrogen, and that's things has been created to create new stars, new planets, new galaxies. So if you have opportunity after this service, now in this moment, please don't take your phone, don't check in now. After. So after this service, you can go to YouTube and put in, what means supernova? What is supernova? You can have, can you just back one slide, please? You're going to see a beautiful image like those images before. So those is an example of supernova. When one star explosion, they make that beautiful light and they destroy everything close to him. But this ending or this destruction create new things. That's why supernovas is really important to us. So we can go into the next one, please, after the link. Yep, so new beginnings, Joshua 1-9. So this verse starts with a very sad news. Moses, the servant of the Lord, is dead. Maybe today you come to this service, you probably missing something in the front in here. They say, what's going on? I remember like a couple of people sit in front here. I remember a very tall and Aussie man with a very strong Aussie accent speaking to us. Hopefully he's watching us on the internet. So say hello for the Watts family. So Dan, Kelly, Malachi. Unfortunately, Dan and Kelly and his kids is not in here anymore. So, but they're not here with here anymore, but they in Perth. So if you want to have opportunity to go into public visiting him, good. So we have someone there to receiving us. You don't need to pay accommodation. Just stay in Dan's house. Sorry, Dan. I probably put you in trouble. That's what South American doing, like, not pay accommodation. Just call someone he's know and that place, he stay there. So, yeah. But in this case in the Bible, Moses is die. You probably know who was Moses. Moses was the most biggest and important leader of the Israel people. So he took the people, take care of the people from Egypt when the people there was a slave, and freed the people and took these people to the promised land. But Moses, this man, has been prepared to be like a man like that. He's been learning with the Pharaoh, and learning how to be like a political man. He's learning how to be someone like guiding a good country, because Egypt was the more powerful, important country on that period of the story. So Moses growing up with like a prince, so he's learning all the things. So he was the man prepared to take the Israeli people to the promised land, because he knows everything. He's a man who has been prepared for that. But going to the next one, we see, now keep that one. We see who is Joshua. Who is Joshua? No? We know about Moses, but now Joshua is another Joshua. So who is Joshua? So the first time we see Joshua in the Bible is in Exodus 17, 9 to 10. So Joshua was a man from Israel. He probably born in Egypt, but his Israeli background. And he going with Moses, and he was helper of Moses on there. And we have a very interesting thing. And verse 2 and 3, when God called Joshua for a new mission. So in the new year, we have like new missions, you know? How many people here decide to do new things on this year? Yeah. Well, I have like a list of new things I want to do in this year. I can share some with you guys. So I want to go to the gym, like, this year. This year, if you see my social media, I'm like, yeah, running, doing exercise. So a lot of people decide to do so many things when the beginning of the year. So same things happen to us. So we want to do so many things. But when we start doing these things, we start to see how hard it is, you know? When I started going to the gym, I saw how hard it is to, after work, tired, decide going to the gym. Sometimes you say, no, I'm so tired. Maybe I'll stay here, take a rest, but tomorrow I'm going. Tomorrow, definitely tomorrow. And then you go in there, tomorrow you're going for your work, and then you stay there, and you have so many things. Oh, no, my job today was so stressful. I don't have a head to go into the gym, so I decide to go tomorrow. So the promise where you start to say, now I'm going to the gym, you start procrastinate. So going tomorrow, and that never happened. That shows us how hard, how challenging is to start a new thing when you be calling for doing one thing. Can you please go into the next one? When you start new things, I just copied this phrase. Probably never heard those phrases before. I'm going to teach you guys now. That's a really South American phrase. Maybe one know, maybe one don't know. Maybe it's Brazilian phrase. We have a phrase, whatever is born great is a monster. What that means? You know, that phrase in Brazil means, you guys know what is a monster, yeah? Like very terrific things, like, yeah, evil, yeah. So we usually say that because a monster is this big thing, you know? There's something to make you weak and you're afraid because there is a big thing. You know, when the parents, that's not happening in Australia, it's just in South America. I don't know, South America people sometimes so weird. South America culture. You know, we like scary people. Probably Australians don't do that kind of thing. So it's very common, like, parents put like a blank and scare the kids. Ooh, I'm a ghost. You know, that's a completely South American people. So we said, if you see something really big, be careful, it's a monster. So that means, but the real means for that is to teaching us the second one, great things start small. Great things start small. I don't know what the plans you make for 2024. Maybe your plans, when you see in the paper, is really big. It's like a monster. That challenge scares you. Oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? Because this is too big. This is so much for me. I can't do that. For me, it was really hard when I said, when I came to Australia, I never in my life saw KFC. When I first tried KFC, I fell in love for KFC. And every week, after every week, it starts three days in a week. After three days in a week, it starts five and then six. And then I introduced my wife to KFC, and she became a lover of KFC as well. I remember if you go into my social media, I have a picture of the big photo of Colonel Sanders and say, thanks for the biggest, the most beautiful chicken in the world. Yeah. What became like that? They say, okay, but I became fat and fat and fat. And I went to Brazil to the doctor. They say, you need a diet. I say, oh, no. And once the things are you need to stop to eat, sugar, you guys know, the people know how my tea was. How many, I remember Jenny and Melvett asking me, how many spoons do you want? Three, five. She said, oh my goodness, no. Four spoons, no, yeah. It's like that. So, doctor said to me, stop sugar and stop like all fries and this very, what's the word in English? Very junk food. Yeah, sorry about that if these are swear words. So junk food, no more junk food. I say, oh my goodness, so I need to stop KFC. Yes, you need to stop KFC. And I tell you the truth. I remember when I stopped, because I was working in a shopping center, and most of shopping centers have a KFC shop in there. And I remember when walking through the food court, and I start to smell the KFC. I say, Jesus. I start feeling, I say, my mouth is like liquid. I say, Jesus, please help me. Help me. And yes. Most of the challenges for us is like that. It's like a big monster. It's something really big. Something you're thinking, I can't. Because I'm starting to smell the KFC and say, oh my goodness, I can't. I need to eat. But no, we need to be strong. So I need to win that challenge. So most of your challenges is like that. Like a big monster. But I want to encourage you. Continue in your new beginning. Continue your challenge. Okay? We have some examples about challenges, about great thing is start small. Going for the next slide, please. Oh, you guys know that place? That's supposed to be a garage. We can see, sorry about the quality of the image. That image what I found. In that place, in that garage, it start one of the most biggest companies in the world. You guys know that company? Apple. I can't imagine. How many people have an Apple? Yeah. You can imagine your phones, all the ideas start in this garage. So, great things start smaller. So, Apple is starting there. You can go for the next one, please. We just have a little explanation. Look, Apple now. It's a big company, one of the more valuable company in the world. If you put what's the more valuable company in the world? First one, Apple. And start in a garage. Going for the next one, please. That was the garage. Start Disney. I can't believe. Want to see Disney now? Can you go to the next one, please? Look at that. That's Disney. I can't believe the simple garage became like a castle. It's not just one. It's one in different parts of the world. Disney, Japan, Hawaii, Paris, and USA. Japan, true. Have one here in Disney before? One probably, no? Yeah, so many people in Disney. It's amazing there, yeah? Beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And start in a garage. Start smaller. So I encourage you guys, if you guys are interested, to looking to the stories about these people. We can go in for the next one, please. You see that man, who you guys thinking, like a pastor of sheep. Yeah, going for the next one, you're going to know who it is. The great King David. He started working his parents' land. He was a pastor of sheep. He's a shepherd, that's the word, correct? He was a shepherd. So David started like a shepherd and became a king, the most greatest king in Israel. So going to the next one, please. Why you can learn about new beginnings? Maybe when you start doing something, especially the people want to lose weight, you want to lose late weight, like in 3 days. Nah, that takes time. So we need to start smaller to be bigger, to be great. So I encourage you, continue in what? Can you go for the next one, please? Continue the process. Because new beginnings, when you start, decide to do something, we need to follow the process. Everything. For example, we remember the Apple, Disney, King David doing the things. They not like one day sleeping, smaller, any other day, wake up bigger. No. Had a whole process. A whole process to doing things. So I invite you to doing like exercise, thinking about things. Can you go for the next one, please? When you heard the word of the Lord about process to Joshua, God not just say to Joshua, go in there, leading my people, and going to the land, the promised land. God not just say that. God gave the instructions. What the instruction is? obey the God's law and keep the word. Which word? The word of the Lord. What's you gonna talking about process? Can you go in for the next one, please? When you guys see an image like that, the image in your right is very South American picture. And the picture in your, left and right, yeah. The picture on your left is really South American, and the picture in your right is so Australian. So if you guys see those pictures, what are you guys thinking gonna happen in here? You can tell me. Yeah? What it is? Yeah. Exactly. So in this thing here, this is the material using to building a house. So when you just see the material, that this is South America. In South America, we're building a house like that. That's Australian. It's completely different for South America. So we use all that kind of materials. In Australia, it looks like you're using less, just wood. But definitely have more things. But I know I found a picture of that, unfortunately. So when you see blocks and so many wood and things, you can imagine that person gonna building one thing. And why he wanna building a house? Why people build and buy a house? To have a comfort, to have a place, a safe place for winter, for the summer, for the sun, for the rain, for the snow, in different areas of the world. So a house is a comfort place, is a secure place, is a safe place. So when you invest in money, people like take a loan, doing that kind of things, because he's looking for something for secure. So when you going to the supermarket, if you see someone buy a meal, buy a meat, buy sausages, I'm trying to be more Australian. I can't because South America is completely different. So sausage and beef, maybe a kangaroo meat. What are you thinking this person is going to do with those products? A barbecue. I still need to learn more about Australian barbecue. If you'd like to teach me and invite me for a barbecue, I'm allowed on this year. So I'm allowed to a barbecue if you guys want to invite me. So yeah, so we can see the things someone's going to do just in looking. If you're looking someone dressing really nice, and if girls doing makeups, you're probably looking at that girl and thinking, I think that girl going for a party, you know? Look, brothers and sisters, just and look the attitude or the things that the people doing, we can see like the result of that thing, you know? So it's the same things and challenges. So it's really important in the process of your challenge or your new beginnings to doing things, it's really important you doing the things what you need to do. That sounds so obvious, thank you. Looks so obvious. Because you just need to do the things what you need to do. But some people wanna do like weight, losing weight, but continue eating KFC. You can't, if you like KFC, no, this is not like something against KFC. So, but if you wanna lose weight, you need to eating less or eating healthy food. You need to do the things to your goals. So that is a really important thing about continue. When God said to Joshua, obey my Lord. Obey my Lord. They teaching us. Keep my words in your heart. This is going to help you to achieve your goals. So God teaching us on this morning about Joshua. If you want to do your goals for 2024, looking the words of the Lord, doing the things of the words of the Lord say to you to do. So prayer, reading the Bible, all the things. Because this process gonna take us to the right track to the Lord. Amen. And just for finish this part, I'd like to go into the next slide. Oh, this one, yeah. I'd like to tell you about the primitive man. I never been there. We just heard this story, you know, about the primitive man. Maybe one day when someone creates the time machine, maybe you can travel and see how it was on that time. I'm interested in these kind of things. I don't know. But when you think about the fire, I start thinking the fire was a very interesting and powerful thing for the humanity to survive. We use fire for so many things. And that period, when the primitive man was there, when it became darker, he needed to go into the cave. Because in the darkness, we can't see anything. Probably on that time, I'm not sure, but the physicists can tell you later, but not now, was dinosaurs. No, so dangerous animals can eat us. So the more secure things at night is going to the cave, we stay there until to the next day. We see the lights again, we can see what is around. But the primitive man discovered the fire. In that fire, they can have been there and have these lights. Maybe we can see like 5-6 meters around that fire. But for a good thing, the man's improving. And after he discovered the fire, he probably put one piece of wood and grabbed it and discovered the torch. Torch? Yeah, discovered the torch. So now I can work around with this and see what is there. So this is another improvement. So before it was just a fire in one place and see the things around, but now I can walk and see the things closer. But you know, you probably know that fire is not forever. So that fire stop, and after that, the man discovering the petrol, you know? What's the petrol doing? It's like when you have a car. I bought a car. Yeah, that's a thing. You guys can see there after. So, yeah. It's not new. It's new for me, but old one. So, when you have petrol in your car, you can go everywhere. But if you not put more petrol there, your car stops. So that means until I have petrol in my car, I can go everywhere. So the man discovered that. And when you discover that, you need to know, we need to be filled of the word of the Lord. So if you want to do your things, your goals for this year, you need to be filled of the word of the Lord every day. Because sometimes in this world, we heard so many bad things. So economy is crash. No? The Australian dollar, the values going down. The lawns of the house, the grass rate, the interest rate going up. All the price of the food is going up. So these kind of things make you maybe afraid about the future. Yeah, I'm being afraid about the future all the time when I see the government change the rules for the immigrants. I say, oh my goodness. A lot of South American people say, oh my goodness, what's going on here? What's going to happen with us? The government send us everyone back to the home, or they make something. So we heard these kind of things, but if you feel in your life, feel in your mind, feel in your heart, feel your heart, feel your mind with the word of the Lord, this all of the things, you don't be afraid about that. Because God said in his word, be strong and courageous. So that means, don't have fear. Don't have fear. So I'm be with you. God is with you, my brothers and sisters. So don't be afraid about anything. Amen? So, just for the last part, going to the next one, please. Next slide, please. So, you're probably familiar with that word. Just do it. So God said to you, don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. I'm with you. So just do it. Feel in your heart, feel your heart, feel your mind, feel your soul with the words of the Lord. Just go and do it. God is with you. So can you, this is like a bonus verses of the Bible for you. So Joshua, can you go for the next one, please? Joshua chapter 1, verse 10 and 11 said, this is like a bonus of the word of the Lord. This is how you will know to live in God, a mountain you and will certainly drive out before you. Sorry, this is the wrong one. Sorry, I was back chapter 3. So now I'm in the right place. So verse 10. So Joshua ordered to the officers of the people, go to the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go to take the possession of the land the Lord God giving to us. So after God tell you all the things you need to do, now is the time to do the process. So just go. So this is the time. This is the time. So I just put 4 things. Just easy 4. Steps. You see the steps there? But it's not actually those steps. The steps is boldness, courageous, face your reality, you overcame limitations. So when we start doing the things, we probably have some problems on the way. Because when you're doing something new, it's not easy. Change your habits, the things that you really did for so many times is not easy. But this helping you to do this. So when you doing new things, we need to do the first thing, boldness. To doing good new things, to new things happen in our life, you need to do new things. I remember one phrase when I was younger in the church, coming one man from Africa, a missionary from Africa, he tell us one famous phrase in Africa. The dogs, the old dogs, can't hand or chasing the new rabbits. Can you guys understand? The old dogs, like an old dog. I have probably a dog for 17 years old. The old dogs can't do it, can't chasing or hunting the new rabbits. You know the rabbits? Rabbits, yeah. Why? You probably say because that old dog is not fast enough. But if you're watching documentaries about animals, you can see the animals improving. For the science, we are all animals. But we have like minds, we're thinking. The other animals, maybe not. Probably, yes. But you can see animals learning new things. If I was an animal, I think that's not possible. I'd like to be a monkey because monkey is really intelligent and doing so many things. So the animals learning things. So that means in this world, we living in a world change all the time. Do you guys remember your first cell phone? What's your first cell phone? Alan, do you remember your first cell phone? Yeah. So he remembers his first telephone. So I heard the Motorola. Yeah. I remember the first Motorola was like, wow. Open one thing like this. And you need to put in up the antenna. And speaking is some in Brazil, the technology there was really low. You need to find the signal, like, oh, yeah, here, yeah, I can speak. And you need to stay there, no move one thing. Say, hey, it was a big thing, like that. I need to charging for 9 hours. It just worked for 30 minutes and speak with the people. That's what, yeah, Joshua and Jesse probably don't know that. Because you guys, yeah, see the things. So in that time, no video calls, no WhatsApp, no cameras, and cell phone. So we're living in a world changing all the time. So to do these things, we need to be open for the new things, for learning new things, for doing new things. If you want new things happen in your life, don't continue doing the old things like the old dog. But learning the new strategy to hunting or chasing the new rabbit. This is a challenge for us. You know? But I want to encourage you to learn. So be open to learning new things. I'd like to encourage you the second step, because it's not going to be easy. I remember when I come in here and try to learn English. I thought was learning English in 6 months. Nah. In 6 months, I don't understand anyone. In 6 months, I don't understand anyone. In 1 year, I started to understand them because I went to school. But in school, they teach you, good morning, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thanks. But when you go into the street and talk to the people, especially all the people, hi, guy, Mike, how are you, Mike? Say, my goodness, what these guys talk to me? Most of the South American people, the people learning in America, English, and coming to Australia, saying, my goodness, these Australian accents. Sorry, guys. It's horrible. It's really hard to understand. I can't speak like that. Yeah, but I'd like to encourage you. Take your time. Take your time to learning. Take your time in doing that. So after a few years, I start to understand. And after another year, I start to speak. And after, in total, 3 years. I'm still continue learning. We have an AIELTS team here to teach improving English. So my wife and us, improving this. So I'd like to use my story to encourage you to continue. It took me 3 years. Now I can stay here in front of you guys and talk to you. Maybe you guys don't understand me 100%, but hopefully the Holy Spirit can use in my words to you guys understand. So I encourage you, continue. Because it's hard, but you guys can do it. Everything God's put in your heart to do. And the last one, overcome limitations. So when you want to do something for the Lord, for the kingdom of the Lord, or for ourselves, or for the others, maybe you can see, I can do that because this is too much. Lydia, can you please give me the permission to explain about the business you have? My wife has a business. She is a dressmaker. It's not because she's my wife, but she was a wonderful dressmaker. Wonderful, doing alteration clothes. She is a specialist. She's wonderful in that. And sometimes you say, I'm delighted. A nice place. I'm delighted to be like famous. I'm doing clothes for a famous person. But sometimes you look at a reality. What's a reality? You are immigrating to Australia. You now have the money to do that. You now have anything to be like bigger. Because some people want to start doing something, want to start bigger, but not. We're learning this morning, we need to start small. We need to start small. And sometimes a reality don't tell us about dreams. So I'm a pool guy, but I want to be rich one day. So now take this situation, put you down. But take this situation, your reality now, to encourage you, to give you the strength to doing the things or the steps to doing the big things, the dreams you have in your heart. So for finish, now it's finished. I have just one last story to talking about this last part. Can you go for the next one, please? This is a story of a family. South America family. Sorry, because I'm trying to learn more Australian culture, but for me, sometimes it's really hard. So I can tell you guys about South America family. So in South America, it's really common. We have like family, like big families, like three sons. Three sons for me is a big family. My grandma have like 12. So yeah, in South America, the family is really big. So, in a family in South America, we have one father. He was all the time drunk. All the time he's drunk. And one day, he decided to change his life. He decided to change. I need to change my life. Because my life is not going really well. So, he decided, I don't know here, but in South America, we have like believing. We believe in so many things. We've been like the Catholic is the more common religions in South America. So the Catholic things make you believe in so many things. So it's really normal when you wanna doing some change, you're looking for someone, for example, you're looking for a pastor, you're looking for a witch. You need to look in someone in another level of spirituality, you know? So this guy, this father, decides going to a church and talk to a pastor. Probably a pastor like Dan, like Cheryl, a person who's have a really close relationship with God. And this man going there say, Pastor, I need you help me. Can you please pray for me and asking God what I can do to change my life? But it's not just my life, my family, because my family is broken. I can tell you how my family is. My wife now stay in a house. She don't care about the kids. She don't care about, this is South American place, women, don't be. She don't want to wash the dishes, you know, washing the clothes. She don't clean the house. Yeah, I know, in Australia, it's completely different, but that's a South America. So she don't do anything. She don't care about the house. She don't care about the kids. My older daughter, she's all the time with one man, with another man. I don't know what kind of life she has. Probably, hopefully she's not a prostitute, but she has a very bad life. My middle son, he starts smoking things, weed things. And my little kid, he's going to the school. He's doing like bad things in the school. The principal told me, I don't want this kid more in the school anymore because he's just doing bad things. He is a bad influence for the other kids. So I don't want him in my school. And he said, this is my family, a really broken family. So can you please pray for us and call, asking God what I can do to do that thing. So the pastor prayed, and God gave the pastor a revelation. That happened in South America. I don't know what's happening here. And the pastor said, God told me something. I say, okay, tell me. I want to hear God's answer. He said, in your house, God tells me that Jesus is in your house, in one of the persons in your house. So God can be or your wife, or your sons, or your daughter. I forgot about one person, really important person in the family, the mother-in-law. In South America, all husbands love mother-in-laws. It's true, Juan? It's true. No, that's not true. A lot of people hate mother-in-laws. I don't know why. But in South America, yeah. So the mother-in-law live in the house as well. So God, Jesus is there. If you know why your house is broken, all your family is broken, because you guys don't love Jesus enough. So, okay, the man say, what? You tell me, Pastor, are you crazy? You tell me Jesus is in my house. Jesus is someone of my family? He say, yes. He say, man, are you sure about that? He say, I'm sure God told me that. Okay. He said, he's left. He can't believe. This kind of answer, you don't want to listen. It's like, don't tell you anything. If you understand that, he tried to drink more and became so drunk and arrived at home and say, hey, everyone's coming here. You know when people is drunk, like really, hey, come here. They say, I was with a pastor. He prayed. He told me something really, really strange. Someone in this house is Jesus. So if you're Jesus, tell me now. Who is Jesus? And everyone started looking at each other and say, this symbol in Portuguese means crazy. This guy, I don't know he's talking already, so he's probably really drunk. He said, and I start talking, asking, and okay. The little son said, okay, if the father starts talking about Jesus, maybe he's Jesus. The mother-in-law say, shut up. Sorry to use that word. Now, quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. Look at your father. He's a drunk man. Jesus is not a drunk man. Okay. And then the other son said, this story of Jesus is an old story, eh? Something happened 200 years ago. So the old person on this house is the mother-in-law. So the man said, shut up. Look at the mother-in-law. She is a really bad woman. She definitely is not Jesus. And then they start talking and talking and talking, and no one finds Jesus in there. Okay. After that, one of his sons came to the father and said, look, father, are you sure it's not the grandmother or the mother-in-law? He said, look, I start thinking about it. Maybe it's her. So after he thought that, he started like loving her mother-in-law, doing good things for his mother-in-law. When the wife saw he's doing good things for her mother, the woman started doing good things for the man. When the kid saw his mother, his father, his grandmother all changed, start loving each other, they start changing his life as well. So in after a few months, the whole family has been changed for good, because everyone understood Jesus is in everyone. So there's a matter of the attitude of we have. So you can change your life when you start doing good things. So I encourage you guys to, if you have achievements, if you have dreams, I know we in a very hard moment for our church. So we don't have them anymore. We don't have a pastor to leading us. But we probably, God put in your heart things to do in this church. So I encourage you to do that for growing the kingdom of the Lord. So I'd like to invite you to stand and we sing the last song. This last song tells us about be strong and courageous. So be strong and courageous. God's want to do good things in your life. I don't know what's the challenges for you in this life, on this year, but I want to tell you, God is with you. So God want to bless you. God want to help you to conquer all your goals. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold us in when we're safe by His side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold up the little one to save. Do not fear the fire. Do not fear the water. Do not fear the thunder. Jesus has conquered them all. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold us little ones safe by His side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. The little one to say, do not fear the darkness,
do not fear the darkness,
do not fear the sadness,
do not fear the sadness,
do not fear the sickness,
do not fear the sickness.
Jesus has conquered all. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold up His little ones, safe
by his side. He's strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Oh, God, there's no one to say.
Do not fear the enemy.
Do not fear the enemy.
Do not fear the poverty.
Do not fear the poison.
Do not fear eternity.
Do not fear eternity.
Jesus has conquered it all. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold on this little one. By his side, he's strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold on this little one to save. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold on this little one, saved by his side. Be strong and courageous, the Lord of the ages. Hold on this little one to say. Hold on this little one to say.
Amen. This is the message for us. God gave to us. Be strong and courageous. God is with us. Amen. Just pray and finish this service. Dear Lord, thanks for this time. Thanks God, because this is a new beginning. New beginning for more of us. So many challenges, so many things we need to do on this year. So God, we pray and asking you, please helping us, leading us, guiding us to the way, to the goals, for the things you wanna have to us. So God, blessing us, make us strong and courageous, because you with us. Thanks, dear Lord, for this time. Blessing my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you all. See you next Sunday.